This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Among the many casualties of the European debt crisis, a dazzling new art center in northern Spain. It's on the verge of becoming one of the country's so-called white elephants. Public projects like museums, airports, and subways that have been closed down because of the economy. The Niemeyer Center has been open less than a year, but it's set to close its doors this month. One of the center's last visitors, Lauren Freyer, traveled to northern Spain and filed this report.
That's Woody Allen squawking away on his clarinet at the Niemeyer Center's grand opening back in March. A sold-out crowd snapped their fingers as New Orleans jazz blared across a gleaming white plaza overlooking the harbor. The complex was designed by the legendary Brazilian architect Oscar Niemeyer, who also collaborated on the UN headquarters in New York. This plaza, where Woody Allen, Kevin Spacey, Yo-Yo Ma, and many others have all performed, is hauntingly empty now. The Niemeyer Center put this scruffy but charming little town of Avilés on the map, but now it's fallen victim to political squabbles over what the government should keep funding.
The arts are always in danger. It's the first thing any public budget will cut.
Juan Picanol is the Niemeyer Center's deputy director. He says conservatives who've just won control of the regional government are unfairly punishing this popular arts center for a nationwide spree of spending and building that went on for far too long.
They are using it as a symbol of what has really happened in Spain about spending a lot of money, glamorous experiments, or this craziness about having a cultural center in any town or speed trains everywhere or any small town has an airport and so on.
For example, Granada's subway system is frozen half-built with gaping holes in the streets. Lights are being turned off in brand new but barely used airports in Huesca and Ciudad Real. Overspending by regional governments is one of the reasons Spain's economy is such a mess. Most taxes are collected on the national level, but most of the money is spent at the regional level. One of the only taxes regions could levy themselves is on construction, so they built and built to make money. Gail Allard, an economist at Madrid's IE Business School, explains.
They did raise money off of property, you know, building licenses and the rest, and that collapse of the construction sectors hit them really hard there. But in general, the regional governments collect very few taxes. What they do is they receive transfers from the national government and they spend them. And when they run out of money, then they go to the national government and they say, we need some more.
But now the national government is nearly broke, and so the regions can no longer afford to maintain infrastructure they've already built. For residents of Avilés, previously known only for smokestacks and pollution, the opening of the Niemeyer Center last March was almost too good to be true. The local steel plant was hemorrhaging jobs. And then this dazzling art center came along and brought tourists with it. A local English teacher, Pablo Rumoroso, says he couldn't believe it when celebrities like Brad Pitt showed up in his local pub.
It's not that I'm a fan of Brad Pitt, but it was like, in Avilés? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, suddenly having international people is like unbelievable. And we feel really proud of it.
But that pride looks short-lived. Ruben Bada plays traditional folk music, bagpipes and the accordion, and had a gig at the Niemeyer Center last summer. He says all those concerts, plays and exhibits brought a bit of culture to this gritty town.
Lots of people here are having a really hard time. So that was like a light at the end of the tunnel, and now there's no light.
Local shops and restaurants here have red stickers in their windows. I support the Niemeyer Center, they read. There are no plans to bulldoze the complex or change its design once it closes, but kids are already using the museum's plaza as a skateboarding park. The center's workers will be out of jobs on December 15th. Sadly, that also happens to be the architect Oscar Niemeyer's 104th birthday. He sent a letter from Brazil saying he's disturbed by news of his namesake's fate and expressed solidarity with the Spanish people in a time of crisis. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Avilés, northern Spain.